For me, Madame Lehmann seemed to live and move in an enchanted world of her own, which she brought with her wherever she went. It was a world of art and ageless beauty. She had worked with the great conductors and singers of her era. She had moved Puccini to tears, and Richard Strauss wanted her for the leading roles in his new operas. A sense of such interrelationships seemed to cling to her still, along with the breath of old Vienna and Salzburg as they were before the war. I was always in awe of her. In Madame Lehmann's Santa Barbara master classes, I was assigned the role of Sieglinde in Act I of Die Walküre, Elsa in the scene in duet with Ortrud from Lohengrin, and two very moving scenes from Die Toten Augen by Eugen d'Albert. Then in a series of master classes that she gave in Vienna, I sang and acted scenes from Fidelio, Eugene Onegin, and Der Rosenkavalier. One of my greatest thrills as a singer was performing the Marschallin in the scene that ends Act I of Rosenkavalier with Lotte Lehmann herself as my Octavian. From the many lieder I studied with Madame Lehmann, I have chosen this song, Aus den Hebräischen Gesängen by Robert Schumann, a setting of a poem by Lord Byron. Because the emotions implied by the words are so vividly expressed in the music, one can hear the burning tears in the piano prelude and interlude, and their longing for release. One can feel the anguish of a heart that yearns to be healed through the solace that only music can offer.